following in the theme which we've been talking about, which has to do with money and tzedakah. Like I said, someone was saying, you never finish raising money. I'm like, what do you mean? We just finished our campaign. We're not doing another one. Okay, right after you finish your campaign, what are you doing? Purim. What's Purim? Okay, that's Purim. You know, right after Purim, what are you doing? Pesach. What's Pesach? Moskitim. Okay, right, next. Right? So, it's Baruch Hashem, we are involved in helping people. That's Klal Yisrael. Now, the Ramah writes, let me get out the papers. There's a special minig, apparently. If you look in the third paragraph here that I brought, the third makar, is the Ramah in Siman Tav Chaf Tes, Zok the Ramah Haga, Uminag Liknois Chitim, Lechalkan La'aniyim, Letzorech Pesach. There's a special minig to buy wheat and give the wheat to the aniyim for Pesach. And anyone that's within 12 months of living in the city is chayev to give to this tzedakah. Now, if this is just a regular hilchos tzedakah, people don't have food, you got to give them food. So what's the Ramah bringing this in hilchos Pesach for? This is the first halacha in the Ramah in hilchos Pesach. And it seems funny because we know that if you need to give someone food, they need to have food, so they don't have food. You give them food. Second of all, the Ramah and Avram already shtells that the minig is not Yud Beis Chodesh, the minig is Lamed Yoim. But in Hilchos Tzedakah, it's not clear how long do you have to live in the city in order to be Mechuyiv to be considered Ben Ha'ir. And we discussed this Benegah, the Kroivim, right? Who's called the Ben Ha'ir for the purpose of Tzedakah. But it sounds like here the Ramah says originally the minig was 12 months on both ends, to receive and to give. And the maskana is Lamed Yoim, 30 days to give and get. Now, L'chaira, if this is the Din Hilchos Tzedakah, what's unique over here? So it seems like there's a unique halacha here by Pesach, and that's what I want to talk about today, which is what is this unique halacha we call Moes Chitim, Moes Chitim. You know, people going around collecting Nechas Kala, Bikur Cholim, Tzarchi Yom Tov. Okay, so Tzarchi Yom Tov is one of the, you know, basic line items. But it seems like there's a new inyan here of Mo'is Chitim. Further than that, it says, Beferish, Liknois Chitim, and you give out the wheat to the people. Why wheat? Give them whatever, however you normally give them. Give them money to buy the food. So it sounds like the Iker inyan is to give Chitim. Now, the Chasholot says nowadays, okay, we'll see about that. But it seems like the Iker mitzvah was to give the Chitim. So what I want to analyze here, this minig of Mo'is Chitim, what is it? Is it regular chastaka? Is it unique mitzvah? What is the special inyan of Mo'os Chitim that you have to, that the Ramah brings down as a special halach in Hilchos Pesach over here? So number one, I want to go through the Rambams about the special inyan of giving money to help people for Yom Tov. Beautiful Rambam. And it comes right off the Rambam that we said last week by Matanos Lev Yoinim. So I want to compare the Lashon. Look at the Rambam by Matanos Lev Yoinim. It's where it's underlined. The top paragraph. Mutav la'adam laharbois b'matanos Lev Yoinim milaharbois b'su'udasar v'shloach manos l're'ei. Your biggest line item expense on Purim should be your Matanos Lev Yoinim more than your suda and more than your mishloach manos. She'ein sham simcha g'doyla u'mefayara. It is not considered a gvaldika simcha. To give simcha to aniyim, yesoimin, amanos, and gerim, that is the greatest simcha. Someone that gives simcha to those people, that this is describing what Hashem does. He's machaye ruach shafalim. So I actually heard a gevaldika shmuz from David Cohen. Rashiv and Chevron, so he said this publicly in front of, I don't know, 2,000-3,000 Rabbanim. It was a conference of Rabbanim. And he said that he was sitting thinking to himself on Yom Kippur, now what do I do all day? He's got other. What do I do all day? I'm saying with Bachrim, I don't sit all day with the good Bachrim that are steiging and pounding away and they have a cash on my share. I said the guys are struggling, the guy is having a tough time with this, he's having a hard time with that, he's not learning so stark, he's in a bad mood, he's going through Shidduchim, he's going this, his parents is this, he's not doing well. I spent all my day with those ones. And then I get home, and what I spend my day with, not the Dayanim of Yerushalayim are coming to humble Sfer Shaila. It's all the Shvacha people, everyone's coming with their tzara, and everyone's coming with their problem. So I said, this is my whole day. So he said, I was thinking on Yom Kippur, like to myself, Moshe said this, I'm thinking to myself on Yom Kippur, this is what I'm doing all day. Like maybe I have to, like, whatever. And then all of a sudden, on Yom Kippur, we learn the Haftarah. And we learn the Haftarah, bam, we read this pasuk. L'hachi es ruach shvalim. What does the Kaddish Baruch Hu say? That Hashem says, I am the one that's mechaya the ruach shvalim l'hachi es leiv nidkoim. Wow, I'm doing the Kaddish Baruch Hu. This is amazing. So that was the chizik. And he said that when you talk to somebody that doesn't have, that's down and you mechaya them, it's like giving real life. L'hachi es ruach shvalim. That's doyim l'shchina. So a person is doying on the simcha of Yenim. So now he is being doyim l'shchina. That's the way the Rambam puts down my matanas lav yoinim. That's called simcha mefayara. Beautiful, beautiful Rambam. Now let's go to the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov. Dr. Rambam Hilchos Yom Tov. That's Purim. Now we go to Hilchos Yom Tov. Shivas Yemei Pesach. This is in Perek Vav in Hilchos Yom Tov. Shivas Yemei Pesach. 7 days of Pesach. Or in our case 8, Ushmonis Yimei Achag, in our case 9, Imshar Yom Toivim Kulam, Asurim Behesped B'tainis, V'chayiv Adam Liyiz Ben Sameach V'toiv Leiv. You have to be Simcha on Yom Tov. Hu Ubanav Ishtoi B'nei Beisiv V'chol Nil V'malav Shemar V'samachta B'chagecha. So now it says it's a mitzvah V'samachta B'chagecha, you got to be B'simcha. Then he describes what's the Simcha. Go down to the, where it's underlined in the next paragraph. U'kishuhu Oichal V'shoiseh. And when you're eating and drinking to mekayim your simcha, chayiv la'achil la'ger la'yosan v'la'almana imshar ha'aniyim ha'amlolim. You have to give to the yisoyim almanas gerim and aniyim. Avamisha noyel dalsis chatzeray. But if someone is going to lock his chatzer, va'oichav v'shoyse and he eats and drinks, who ubana v'ishtoy? Yeah, we're eating and drinking. Ve'ino emaychol mashkel aniyim, but he didn't take care of the aniyim. Ulamari nefesh, and to those who struggle, ein zu simchas mitzvah. He's not being mekayim simchas yom tov. Ela simchas kreisoy. This is the simcha of his own stomach. Val elu nemar, so somebody that's mekayim simchas yom tov, supposedly. So what's the inyan of simchas yom tov? We all know. Pasuk v'yayin. We're very good at that. Right? So Dr. Rambam, no, Basar V'yayin is not Simchas Yom Tov by itself. Your Basar V'yayin is only Simchas Yom Tov if, in addition to your Basar V'yayin, you gave to other people. That's what Rambam says. V'leilu nemar zivcheim kalechem oinim lem kol oichlov yitamu ki lachmam lenafsham. It's tame if you're taking the lechem for yourself. V'simchas kazu kolon hilam. It's an embarrassment. So Dr. Rambam over here, beautiful two Rambams, one by Purim, one by Yom Tov, that simcha, full simcha is when you're mesamech yourself and you're mesamech others with you. You're mesamech others with you and leiv and umlolim and anim. So you're giving them, that's a part of your simcha Yom Tov.
Hakol doesn't say anything about
Rosh Hashanah
or Sukkot.
Mm-hmm. So he said...
So it only says,
halach ma'anya and Pesach. Hold on, but he says, shivas yimei Pesach, shivas yimei Chag, im shar yomim toivim.
So, why
are we making a big deal about my okay, so we're going to build up the whole story over here. So one theory in why the Ramah mentions the Indian of Moy Schitim over here in Hilchos Pesach is because this is the beginning of Hilchos Yom Tov. Here he's going to start talking about all the Yom Tov. He talks about Pesach first. After Hilchos Pesach comes all the Yom Tov. Yom Tov, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Chanukah, Purim. So therefore, the first halach in all of Hilchos Yom Tov is... Make sure you have aniyim, and it applies to everything. Some want to learn like that. There's a special aniyim to give money before Yom Tov to mekayim your simcha. The Chachma Shloima says so much so. No, and that's what you said is the first Yom Tov of the year is Pesach. the first moment of the first Yom Tov of the year, you sit at your table, is the Kiddush by the Seder. Right? Because we start the Yom Tov cycle by Pesach. So the first Kiddush, the first Suda, we sit down. The first thing we say after Kiddush, even before we wash, before we do anything, Halach Ma'anya, and you invite people to come join you. It says we're stelling avek that we're going into the concept of Yom Tov of Simcha by being Mesemech other people as well. Now, everyone asks Akasha, Halach Ma'anya, your door's closed, no one hears what you're talking about, and everyone has already said, what's this business? So the Chochmah Shlomo, Shlomo Kluger says that if you said Halach Ma'anya, you're a liar. You're not interested in inviting anybody, and you're not inviting anybody. So what are you doing? So he says, that's the pshat in why we do Ma'os Chitim. So we say, I'm inviting anyone, but there's nobody left to invite, because I already gave them before Pesach. So the idea of Ma'os Chitim is to bavarn that when you say Halach Ma'ani, you shouldn't be a liar.
It's a lot of Ma'os Chitim you
get. What?
It's a lot of Ma'os Chitim you need to get. You give enough to every single onion is fully stocked,
yeah, has matzah.
Mr.
That's our Christ of the community, to make sure every onion has matzah.
Okay, but I'm saying call out my onion. Right?
She's saying, you join, we as a community took care of everybody. That's what Shlomo Kluger
said. The system to send it is basar v'yayim, first for yourself and then for the onion. Is it supposed to be equal, or what the...
No, equal, but the point is, you took care of the other people as well, that they should have. Now, there's a few kashas on this chat. Number one is, Lemaisa, it's only mentioned by Pesach. That's your question. We don't talk about it by every Yom Tov. Number two is, like you're saying, why should it be called Ma'os Chitim? It should be called Ma'os Basar V'Yayin then, if anything. And I don't know, we didn't really take care of everybody. You know? So, but this is one mahalach, why it's special over here. It's not special to Pesach. It's a concept in all Yom Tovim. It is a beautiful concept over here that I'm saying. Is that to have simcha, you really care about being besimcha, you have to have a full simcha. Right? And the way to have a full simcha is by making sure that those people have as well. Okay? Now,
in order to have that simcha, they have to be as well as you, or they just have to have a basic
simcha? I don't know, that's what he was asking. It doesn't say that they have to be as well as you.
Saying, is that like a... Is that like a, this is a word for an English promoter, but where you're spending $20,000 on your thing, but it's okay because I gave the guy $20 at the corner.
You're trying to buy yourself, your heter to spend whatever you want.
There's like virtue signaling.
That's what I was asking.
Well, I'm saying you're doing it anyway. The question just is...
That's real simcha. Like, oh, I got... How much most did them now? Oh, you get away with $20. Okay, I give $20. Now I'm
going to
spend $80,000
in
my hotel.
Yeah, the guy that's spending a lot should proportionally take care of other people.
I assume that has to do with the guy also. No, the chesed is, the Rambam's words about
this,
a din.
It's your own simcha.
I'm trying to have simcha's yom.
If you think back.
Is that? It's just frets. Teretz is, in my mind, I'm having simcha that I'm not sitting here like this.
I took care of other people.
People starving and hungry in the street. Now, it probably depends on how good you are, how bad they are. Like, what's going on?
The point is, the Lashon Rambam is Mishin Noyel Dalsos Chatzeroi. You don't care about other people. So he said, I'm not being Noyel Dalsos Chatzeroi. I took care of other people. I was generous, confused my ability. That's the
shot. It sounds like it would make sense then, the amount of most people you give is really based on the amount you're going to spend on your own.
I mean, theoretically, I'm not obligating anyone to that, but that does make sense to some degree. Now, on the other hand, I'm not a yotze, but it's an inyan of including other people in your simcha and realizing that your simcha itself is not full without taking care of them. So according to the Rambam, it's not really a tzedak, according to this pshat, it's not really a tzedak, a dikadin. It's a din in your own simchas yomtev. Your simchas yomtev depends on you helping other people having a simchas yomtev. That's one pshat, but I don't think it's so meduyik, this pshat.
You're better than I, the clean conscious, that you feel it just depends on the guy, how you feel.
It's advice about having an enjoyable Yom Tov? Like,
according to that, it wouldn't make a difference.
Is it advice or it's a halacha?
It's a kiyum of simcha. It's defining what the Torah considers to be simcha. Don't come up with your own definitions of simcha. As it is, what the Rambam calls simcha? Simcha is basar v'yayin. Okay, so now that I'm calling it basar v'yayin, Right? So now is it only basar v'yayin? No, it's a basar v'yayin that you took care, you're having a simcha, but at the same time you're not ignoring the other people of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means that you're doing it more l'shem shemayim. That's basically what the Rambam is saying. Either way, this is true, this Rambam. The question just is this not the kind of moed chitim? So some say maybe it is, some say maybe it's, you know, some say maybe it is. Now, to add to that, there's a beautiful Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi says,
would inviting a company to your seder then work for moed chitim?
It depends who you're inviting. Are you inviting them for social purposes, or are you inviting them for, because then they're aniyim? It's usually easier to give them money. I mean,
okay, I'm saying, let's say you have relatives who are coming to your house for Beis Av, and they can't make Beis Av, you know, realistically. So.
Okay, so then you're having mind other people.
I'm saying, but that would be most litum. That would count as most litum.
It could be. I can hear that. You're making sure that other people have, because the ikur inyan is to give the chitim. Okay. Nowadays you don't give chitim because what is anyone going to do with wheat? You give anybody wheat. What are you going to do with it? Can go to matzah bakery with wheat. So the question is, do you have to give matzah? What about other food? Or can you just give money? And what if they're going to use the money to go buy clothing? Is that ma'is chitim? So we have to see. There's a reason why it's called ma'is chitim.
You don't have to think what he's doing with the money. You have to be
Kipshutai, the purpose is not like that, because Kipshutai, the inyan is giving the chitim. That's the minhag liknos chitim. Gufa, because of this. Gufa, the reason why we give chitim is because we don't want to give money that he should go pay his chayvus with it. We want him to have a yomtiv. I'm not being a zoshkiach, but I want to give him yomtiv. That's the purpose over here of this. This is not regular. What we're trying to establish is that this minig is not regular chastaka. There's a reason why it's established called mois chitim. The ikur minig is to actually give him the wheat itself. Nowadays, we don't give wheat, we should give matzah. Nowadays, we don't even give matzah so much, but give money for the matzah. Okay? So now, or help someone make yontif. Maybe it doesn't have to be matzah, but help them make yontif. Okay? Now, he just says a beautiful thing. The Beis HaLevi, he says that Lamais, it says that Tzion b'mishpat yipada v'shaveh b'tzedaka, that the way to bring the geula is through tzedaka. And he says, very interestingly, he says, probably if you think about it, one of the only mitzvahs that we can do nowadays, which is exactly the same way that they did in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, is tzedaka. We don't put tzitzis on the same way because they wore talis all day and they wore it on their clothing. I don't know if our tefillin looks like their tefillin. So, right? So he said, what?
So I hope it's the same. I want my money back.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So he says on a daily basis. I'm saying on a regular basis. Tzedakah, the way we're going tzedakah is the same tzedakah. He says, look. He says, "Shari mitzvah she'en lam shum shayches lazeim kozem mechuberak yevshlagam levad mitzvah tzedaka adaini b'shlimusa darei ein lakitzva kamalitim mecholachel lefi asher mechuyba." And everyone can participate on their level. Anyway, he goes on and on that tzedaka is the mitzvah which is going to bring the geula, and that's why in the yomtiv of geula, which is Pesach, there's a special need to give tzedaka, and that's halach manya, and that's on the moed chitim. Is that on yomtiv to mekarev the geula of Pesach? We want to try to bring more people to the inyan of tzedaka, and that's why we made a special takan of tzedaka on moed chitim in the yomtiv of Pesach. So either, according to the Beis HaLevi, it's a geula concept, it's a general tzedakah to do dafka Pesach. According to this Rambam concept, maybe it's all Yomim Tovim, it's a concept of simcha. Okay? There's a very geschmack diak in the Vilna Gaon. The Gaon says a gevaldik diak, and it's a whole new pshat in the Moed Chitim. Basically, like this. The Poskim want to know, and it's very negeah. I have had this discussion with the organizers of the people give out food. It's very negeh, this question, which is, when you give out food, when you give out matzah, are you mechuyev to give out matzah shmura that they could, how much, enough for the Seder. Let's say this guy's hakpada is, I only eat hand matzah. People have this, I only eat hand matzah the whole Pesach. Or I only don't eat a hand matzah the whole Pesach. I definitely have a sheet about it. I just don't know what it is. I either only eat this one, or only eat that one, or only eat this hekshar, or only eat that hekshar, or only, right? So as a tzedakah, you mechuyev to give them that, to you say, I only want to eat shmur matzah the whole Pesach. Or shmur is for the night of the Seder. Right?
As a Tom Keshavah, so they
that concept, yeah.
They don't have to do any of that, but...
No, what you're fulfilling it, or for carrot. Maybe, opposite. Are you mechuyev b'chlal to give shmur a matzah, which is the ikar for the Seder? Maybe the point is to give them food, to eat. Yeah, because who said that they're mechuyev to go, right? Are you mechuyev to go give tzedakah, so there's a general shayla.
So then they're either going to spend the money and do it, and the money...
Or they won't have it, but they're not going to be hungry. Maybe my obligation is to make sure they're not hungry.
Or you're going to be at your Pesach Seder with your fine matzahs, and they're going to be... feeling dejected because they can't afford it.
Okay, fine, but I want to know what hilchos tzedakah. So the there's an interesting biur halachi here.
If you're giving something to somebody that you know he can't eat, whether it's a bad, whether it's a shkak, you know he doesn't hold up, but you hold up, or whether you give him something that he holds yashan and you don't, so you're not makayim, you have to make sure. So the chayim would be a very similar.
That's why I'm shkak monos to vegans.
You're not being a kind if the person can't eat her, you're putting making to be next or not keep a coat, whatever. You know,
okay, I don't know if but there's a very interesting bi'alacha here. Bi'alacha nechas lulav has a whole shaila. Are you mechuyev to give tzedakah to someone to help them do a mitzvah? Or is tzedakah not about mitzvahs? Tzedakah is about basic needs. It's about physical needs. You can't leave them hungry. If someone doesn't have money to afford a pair of tefillin, you mechuyev to give them tzedakah. Is it tzedakah to give them tefillin? Or they're potter. It's an oinus. They don't have money. The halacha is they're potter from the mitzvah. Because you're only mechuyev to pay up to a fifth of your money for a tzedakah. They don't have it. So they're potter from tefillin. So is it chiyev tzedakah to go give them tefillin? Maybe it's chesed. Maybe it's mitzvah tefillin. But is it tzedakah? Or tzedakah is their basic need. They can't live without food. So you gotta give them food. But who said that to do a mitzvah is tzedakah? Right? He says that the poskim say that you're not mechuyev to give tzedakah to do a mitzvah. Bir Halacha argues on that, and he says, that doesn't make sense. You find that you're shoyel al psachim, you have to go door to door to go do dal kaisis. You have to go door to door to do ner Chanukah. Those are derabbanans. For deraisas not, others say, no, let's pursue menisa. Maybe that's only those mitzvahs, because they're special mitzvahs, but stamazay to do tefillin or tzitzis, maybe not. It's an interesting question. So if the question, well, what's the problem?
We're playing both sides of this game. On the one hand, you say that the whole idea of giving most chizim is so that you can sit at your seder with simcha, knowing that you.
I'm going on to a different shot now. That was the Rambam.
And then we're going. And by the way, he could eat. Let him eat. You know, old. You know, not stuff you would never have in your house on Pesach. That's fine enough. Good enough for him. So, but I'm gonna.
Okay, I'm saying the first shot is the Rambam. You're right, according to that pshat. But I'm saying, if you're saying, that's one pshat. Now we're saying a different idea. But now the question on this, on the idea, what to analyze it further, we have to understand. In general, is there a chiyuv, we're going to learn a chas tzedakah, but that's probably going to be the next time. So is there a chiyuv tzedakah to give someone to do a mitzvah? Is that the inyan of tzedakah? It's very nice, very important. You're mekayim chesed. I was by Rabbi Selmer fixing the Sefer Torah, and a guy comes in and he ordered three pairs of tefillin because there's three people in a shul can't afford it, and he buys tefillin for everyone in a shul. It's a very beautiful thing to do. I'm saying, but I don't know if that's stuck on.
I'm not on micromanage when he spends it on.
Right? I'm asking a different question now. Is there a chiv of hilchot tzedakah to help someone do a mitzvah?
Am I
a kind of tzedakah?
If I buy him tefillin,
yes. Yes.
Why in the world would I be?
Because maybe tzedakah means...
Even the cash and he went and bought
it. Are you buying it because of the mitzvah, or are you buying it because he doesn't have it in order to do the mitzvah?
He doesn't have to do the mitzvah. Now, you could say if he doesn't have it, he's going to be depressed, and he's going to feel like, you know, so you're making him feel good. It's not even about the mitzvah. No, but he has his basic needs, maybe. He just doesn't have enough to... He's not eligible for tzedakah. He could have paid for his other bills.
Is tefillin a basic need? That's the question.
It's a need. It's a ruchnius need. Unless you say nowadays, the guy doesn't have tefillin, so he's going to feel out of it, and he's going to...
Where does
he
have more tefillin? What are their basic needs?
That's the question.
Not for the tefillin.
So then pays grocery bill.
Use it wherever you want. That's it. Okay.
But you didn't use it for whatever you want. You bought him tefillin. The question is, are you fulfilled? Is there a din tzedakah? Okay.
This
This guy's gonna keep fighting to turn this up to like 60. Okay.
Well, the Torah's no gaya to anything.
It's a gaya to a lot of things. It's a gaya to know.
If a guy's chiyuv, if the chiyuv tzedakah is just your minimum basic needs. So what happens if anything?
What about a need of a mitzvah? Is that called a basic need? That's the question. Is a need of a mitzvah a basic need? Mishabur holds it is. No, it's a big nafkamina. What type of matzahs you have to get to the person? Okay, so Lamaisa, according to the Vilna Gaon, he has a beautiful pshat over here. Let's look at the pshat. Let's look at the pesukim carefully. At last, at the bottom of the page here, he says like this. The pasuk says, "Shivas yomim toichal matzos." 7 days you shall eat matzahs. And the seventh day is also Yom Tov. Okay, so 7 days you should eat matzahs. And then the very next pasuk, matzahs ye ochel eis shivas hayomim. You should eat matzahs for 7 days. Why does it say twice, in two pasukim in a row, eat matzahs for 7 days? So, Zok Tevil Nagoin, let's medayak the pasuk. Unbelievable pshat. Shivas yomim toichal matzahs. Translate. 7 days you should eat matzahs. Next pasuk, matzos ye ochel eis shivas yomim. Matzos should be eaten for 7 days. What's the should be eaten? Zok Tevil Nagoin, it should be eaten means you have to make sure that it's eaten by other people. That part of your chiyuv of matzah includes that other people also should be eating matzah. So according to the Vilna Gaon, he's learning that the inyan of mois chitim is that. Not just like the simcha, generically, like the Rambam says, that for you to have simcha, you have to make sure you have simcha. There's a special inyan in the mitzvah of matzah, which maybe according to the Beis Levi's, because it has to do with the geula, that you cannot be eating the matzah yourself. You have to make sure others have matzah. And this is the pshat in the inyan of Moes Chitim specifically, which explains a lot of the halachis of Moes Chitim. Okay, according to the Gra, it's an hybrid thing. It's an inyan that if you're having matzah, for you to have mitzvah matzah, you have to make sure he has matzah, which is why halach mani makes a lot of sense. We're talking about the mitzvah matzah, and we're discussing everyone else doesn't have come and eat because I don't want to do the matzah myself. I want to make sure others also have the matzah. So mamela, that's why according to the Gra, the mitzvah is mois chitim. It doesn't say mois basar v'yayin. It's not for other simcha. It's mois to have wheat to have matzah. The ikar inyan is to make sure everyone has matzah for the whole Pesach. And matzah for the Seder. If it would just be a tzedakah, it wouldn't be so posh that you have to give him special matzah for the Seder. You have to make sure he has matzah for the Seder and matzah for Yom Tov. That's the ikar inyan of mois chitim. And that's why it's not a regular hilchos tzedakah. It's a special inyan to give that people should have, that the matzah should be eaten by you and by other people. And you should have matzah and they should have matzah. Special mitzvah, legabe mois chitim. It's not for all Yom Tovim, it's only by Pesach. It's a special thing. So according to this Goyim, so let's go like this. There's a general mitzvah of tzedakah. Then there's another mitzvah that I have to give tzedakah on Yom Tov, to make sure everyone has tzarki Yom Tov. Then there's a special gvia, special thing, that Klal Yisrael got together, that there's a mitzvah to make sure everyone has matzah, and therefore the whole community has to take care of each other, to make sure everybody has matzah. And that's the inyan of mois chitim. Nowadays, how do we fulfill this? So, you don't give wheat, but you should give matzah. You should give matzah. That means that, and included in that could be all tzarchi yom tif. But the ikar inyan of mois chitim would be to make sure that you provide matzah for other people. So I would say, people always ask, can you use mois or money for mois chitim? So I would say, is that you should make a cheshbon, that basic matzah for one each family, in Matan Sagan, it goes by each person in the family. You have to give each person. Here I would think it's every family should give, each household should give enough that another household should have basic matzah for the whole Yom Tov. And above and beyond that, that should be meiser.
So there's a shear to it.
So there's a little bit of a shear, according to this.
So how much of it can you...
What? I would say basic, the most basic. I don't want to say a number. But
what's an average family?
What?
What do you call an average family?
Not to be a big family.
And what kind? I mean, you could potentially be talking about, in other words,
$5.
Okay, but what kind? It goes back to the shot. What kind of matzahs? So we're talking about five boxes that are pays $5 a box or $60 a box.
Right.
Which could be, because now it starts to get, I don't think your average person thinks that to be Mekayim, but comes out according to that, Mekayim Mos Chitin could be hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
No, because I don't think you have to, you need to make sure that, I don't know, it has to be the biggest family, and I don't know, it could be, you have a husband and wife that are taking the basic matzah, it's one or two boxes, so it could be $40. So they have matzah. So basically, you're giving basic matzah to a basic people in the community, a basic couple, right? So, but above and beyond that, it could definitely be miser. But that's the Indian. I think the cheshbon, that concept is that you have to see to it that other people have matzah to it. But I don't think you should stop there, because according to the Rambam, if you're going to be having basar v'yayin, you want to make sure other people have basar v'yayin as well. So you should continue giving enough to give basar v'yayin.
According to the Rambam, all of it could be miser, no?
Yeah, according to the Rambam's pshat. I mean, again, the Rambam didn't say this pshat of Mois Chitin. According to fulfill this Rambam, you could definitely give Meiser. Yeah. This Rambam is you're giving Basar V'yayin. We have somebody.
If that's the Makor for Meiser, this Rambam, then the whole tally.
But it's very nice. People do, you know, like it started many years ago. There was a guy that he wanted to make sure that all Yungalite would have meat for Yontif. So he said, okay, I'll give money. But then the money, like we keep on talking about, the money goes to paying chayves, goes to paying a lot of other things, and the rights are not going to have the meat if they can't afford it. So, as Benji knows well, we order meat before every yontif, direct, right? Case of meat, and give out meat directly. So this is where you can't pay your babysitter with meat. You come. I'm saying, but we sometimes we've given out a quarter of a cow.
Exactly.
We've given out 15-pound roasts, you know, and stuff like that, which is, you know, so this person knows that he gave 20 families meat for Yontif, for example. It's a very, very nice way of doing it, right? Whatever. But the point is that there's a few levels. There's the general hilchos tzedakah. So there's other things for Yontif. For example, clothing and things like that. New clothes, and all that's for sure tzedakah. People can't afford new clothes for Yontif. There's people collect money to give gift cards to go to stores, and all these things. That's beautiful, one level. The other level is Simchas Yontif for the Rambam. Then there's a level of giving for matzah, which I think that's what Mois Chitim is. I think the special takana on Pesach, above and beyond all of the Yom Tovim, is that there should be a special gviya, a special collection, to make sure everyone has matzah for Yontif.
And
then it's not Meister money. That the Nesivis writes, that was a knas. That was like a takana given on the city. It's just like you have to pay for the Erev and the basic memberships to be part of the community. One of the memberships of the community is you have to give to the matzah fund.
Drawn back, does it have to be here in the States,
or maybe I think Mistama Yumakim anywhere.
And those funds buy matzah?
But no. You have to give to your Bnei Yair. You have to give to your Bnei Yair. Anyone in your city has to make, you have to make sure, that's what it says. It says here that in order to be eligible to give and to get, you live in the city for 30 days, and if you, it's people that lived in the city for 30 days. It's mashma that there's a chiv of the city to take care of the city for this.
And does that fund obligate itself to buy matzah, or they give the money to buy matzah?
Usually what they will try to do is make sure that everyone has matzah. So the way to give it is, now it's a good question, meaning I'll tell you, we have this question. Well, we have a money which is given for Mois Chitim, but a lot of people in our community go away for Yontif. So they don't have an expense for matzah. But they have a lot of expenses coming to Yontif. We said otherwise. Clothing, they have to get the kids new shoes, new this, new that, right? There's a lot of expenses. So money which is given specifically for Mois Chitim as the Gabay Tzedakah, it's not so pasha that you could give that to people going away for Yontif. Because that's not really the need of the Chitim. And well, that's the general Yontif fund.
If they have to pay for their flights, and their flights by going, are they going to get matzah from the place they're going to?
Well, you could argue that what?
I'm saying they're going to their relatives, so they're going to their parents in New York, and they're going to have their matzah from them, but the only way to get there, the only way to get that matzah...
You see, because if they stay here, they won't be able to afford it.
I'm saying if they're not going to the airplane, then they have to buy matzah. So it's just being able to get the free matzah.
Maybe they use their points. I don't know what the cheshbon is.
So if a community does this right, it's not a crazy cost because, you know, how many people need matzah, you know, everyone gives that. Because he said that as long as the community takes care of itself,
The basic matzah is not the cost, right. But then you expand to take care of the tzarchi yomtiv. That's when it starts adding up.
That's the data point, everybody is the maestro.
I think that above and beyond the matzah is the regular tzarchi yomtiv, and that's regular tzedakah, and that's meiser. But this takana of mois chitim, which has special halachas to it, that takana was from a special din matzah to make sure everyone has matzah. That's much more basic. That I think you shouldn't give for ma'aser, but I don't think that.
So if a community does it right, your chiyuv of most chitim just for the matzah might not cost very much at all. If they're doing like one big collection and everyone gives X amount of money, everyone gives their $18 and done.
They could get matzah for the whole community, you're saying?
The community does it right and everyone gives it.
So it would be interesting to find out what is the expense, what's the matzah budget to make sure that everyone has. It's not so little. Because matzah today, what is it? If hand matzah to get for the Seder, you need one box that covers how many people? Depends what your shear is.
The average box is six matzahs.
Six matzahs, let's say six people. So.
That's wrong. That's the hand matzah.
And that's,
well, we probably give out more than basic also.
Right. We give also for the rest of Yom Tov also, not just for the Seder. So your basic matzah budget. You know, yeah, could be taken care of with $20 to $30, $40 a person, a family, I would say. And then above and beyond that, you take care of everyone for Tzarchi Yom Tov, and then you Mekayim the Rambam, you Mekayim the Gra, you Mekayim the regular Tzedakah also, but then the special Tzedakah for Simchas Yom Tov. So that's the idea. And then above and beyond that, like the Kotzkers, like the Rav Shlomo Kluger says, when you sit by your Seder and you say Halach Ma'anya, and you're thinking to yourself, am I really inviting anybody? You could think to yourself, I took care of other people's matzah, I took care of other people's Tzarchi Yom Tov. So that's how you fulfilled this Inyan of Halach Ma'anya nowadays. But obviously, if a person could go ahead and give out matzah physically, it's great. But nowadays, the best way to do this is by giving money and making sure it's being taken care of properly. Okay.
You don't know the money at the end of the day, the person who's taking the recipient, what are they using?
I'm assuming the Kimcha de Pischa places. I don't know if they're just sending money. A lot of them are sending food packages to places, and a lot of them are sending gift cards to food.
The ones who are raising money in general, I'm just saying that.
So you're still Mekayim for sure the Simchas Umlolim of the Rambam. Whoever they're giving money to, you have to assume they're giving money to people that need it, right? So the money that you're giving is definitely giving them Simchas Yom Tov. So that could be Meiser, but it's definitely a special Indian of giving before Yom Tov.
You're giving it now, and they're paying whatever their daily bills now, they're not using necessarily. So you have no idea, but is that not your chiyuv? Look, I gave it, the Shane Havana of Yom Tov, the fact that he wants to pay.
I think any money you're giving to people now, between Purim and Pesach, people are thinking about Pesach already.
Doesn't mean they're spending on Pesach. They're worried about
Pesach. Literally, Shushan Purim, I must have gotten 15 calls about Pesach already. Literally. So anybody that, it's on, the people that need the money, the minute that Purim's over, they're thinking, how am I making Yom Tov? How am I making Pesach?
Very much on their mind.
How am I making Pesach? That's what's on these people's mind. If they're getting a check in the mail from an organization for $500, yeah, they may have an electric bill to pay, but in their mind, they're thinking about Pesach.
The largest item that Tom Kershavis gives out is matzah. Over 3,000 pounds, collectively.
That is the largest expense?
That's the largest expense. That's the most quantity that is being purchased.
Right.
For Pesach. In the bigger scheme of different items, between hand matzah and machine matzah, it's over 3,000 pounds.
3,000 pounds. that's a nice amount. And you're talking about 3,000 pounds, you're talking $30 a pound on the hand.
Yeah.
But it's not 30. That's retail. You're getting it to 20, for 15, 20, whatever it is.
But it's close to 20.
Right.
Tom Kershavis a month, he gives out boxes to families that you cannot think of a thing that you need to go out to shop for.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I'm talking about the matzah specifically, is also take care of, and then you take care of all tachyontim. That's the sin. Okay, shkar. We should